Tyrone Anderson, ANDERSON, 12169. Mr. Anderson is being certified for hospice today. He's a 56-year-old gentleman who's on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, period. Patient also suffers from atherosclerotic heart disease, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and hypertension. He's lost weight. He's eating about 50% of his meals. Because of his weight loss, his left arm MAC is at 36 centimeter. His PPS is at 40 centimeter. I'm sorry, his PPS is at 40%, forgive me. He's short of breath at all times. He belongs to NYHA, New York Heart Association, class 4. He has oxygen available. He doesn't want to use his oxygen most of the time, period. Mr. Anderson is very weak, quite debilitated. He was recently hospitalized with congestive heart failure, and he said no more, in quotation, does not want to go back and forth to the hospital, period. He wants to be cared at home. Actually changed that to patient is on oxygen at all times. He's O2-sat at 92% at 3 liters. Goal is to keep his oxygen level around 94%. So put that in there, please. Patient has ADL dependency, issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Patient is quite weak and debilitated. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and is hospice appropriate. By the way, he does have... 2+ edema that he has at all times despite being on diuretics and has had a 20-pound weight loss in the past 3 to 4 months, period. He requires pain medication because of his DJD, especially hip pain and low back pain. Overall prognosis remains grave for this gentleman. Meets the criteria for hospice care at home under congestive heart failure with low EF. Thank you.